The National Science Agency, the CSIRO, will shed hundreds of staff and scale back some research programs in a significant restructure it says will help to safeguard its future. Up to 350 jobs could go following an 18-month review, which has already seen 800 jobs slashed. Joining me this morning in our Parliament House studio in Canberra is Dr. Doug Hilton. Doug is the Chief Executive of the CSIRO. Doug, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
What's happening here? Why are these job losses necessary?
There's two things at play. The first is, as we've done over the 100 years of our history, we need to evolve the science we do to really focus on the challenges confronting Australia at the moment. And you can imagine that the things we were doing 50 years ago as an organisation are probably not as relevant as the things we need to do now. And the second part of the challenge, and it's a profound challenge, is the sustainability of the organisation.
So why will jobs go rather than people being shifted, or will jobs come back as there's a recalibration?
So at the moment, we're not in a position to refocus on other areas. We are looking to focus our portfolio on things like critical minerals, but the sustainability challenge means that we need to save money. We need to be able to invest into the infrastructure that our people use to make sure it's safe, to make sure it's fit for purpose, to make sure they can do the science that we need as a country.
Has your funding been keeping pace?
Our funding is challenging. For the last 15 years, our appropriation, which is the money we receive from government each year, has gone up by about 1.3% per year. Inflation over that period has been an average of 2.7%. The cost of doing science has gone up much, much more quickly. So the value of the appropriation has eroded over time. And we're going through the same sort of cost of living crisis as every family and every household in Australia has gone through in the last 5 or 10 years.
You've been consulting on this for around 18 months. When did it become clear to you that cuts to staff and research would need to be so deep?
So we've looked at our research portfolio over the last 18 months, and it's the first time as an organisation we've looked at the entire portfolio. We had 300 of our most senior scientists present the work they were doing in September. And that process was to allow us to focus on the areas that we think CSIRO is uniquely placed to be able to deliver on. And you can understand that in Australia we have a lot of other organisations that do great science. Universities have grown enormously over the last 40 years. So we want to pick those areas that we are uniquely placed to do. And that review has highlighted some of those areas. And so for us, that review was much more about strategic direction of the science than savings.
So what are the main areas, these 300 to 350 full-time equivalent jobs, particularly researchers, which kind of areas are you going to move away from?
So we've not yet announced that to staff. We're doing that over the next 3 days. And I think out of respect for those staff, I'd prefer to have those conversations internally first. Be very happy to come back and talk about the areas that we're deprioritising.
Did the Federal Minister, Science Minister Tim Ayres, sign off on these changes?
No, we don't run changes like this past the Minister. He respects the independence of the organisation. And when we make science changes in science direction, we do that to, I guess, respond to unanticipated threats that might be affecting the country, things like COVID. We're always responsive to government, but we also need to be steadfast enough to tackle issues that are going to be transgenerational for the country. So we set that direction responsive to government, responsive to statements of expectations from the Minister. But no, we don't run them past the Minister.
The Community and Public Sector Union says the Albanese government is now, quote, responsible for cuts to public science that exceed the Abbott government, cuts that current Labor MPs rightly slammed at the time. What do you say to those comments from the CPSU?
The sustainability challenge that we face is something that's accumulated over 40 years. I think it's a symptom of lots of different priorities being pushed at government, not just this government, but governments of both persuasions. So I think it's not something that I would lay blame on for any one government, but something that's accumulated because our appropriation simply just doesn't keep up with the rate of the cost of doing science.
What will be the cost to the nation of the loss of 300, 350 jobs at the CSIRO?
The staff at CSIRO are incredibly talented and passionate. And so, you know, I look I look at that and, you know, think about the discoveries that could have been made, think about the breakthroughs we could make, the intellectual property we could develop, the opportunities for making Australia a better place. But I'm also really sad for the staff. Yesterday was a really somber day. I think the collegiality of the staff, the way they come together, will get them through, but a very difficult day for staff.
Has the government underfunded the CSIRO?
I think successive governments over 40 years have created a funding situation where the level of appropriation just doesn't go up with the cost of doing science. And that means difficult choices for the organisation.
Is the government taking science seriously, in your view?
Yeah, I think the government is taking science seriously. They're undertaking a strategic examination of research and development that's chaired by Robin Denham. That panel has engaged widely with the science sector, and I'm really looking forward to seeing their recommendations for, you know, recharging science in Australia. I think that's something that everybody recognises needs to be done.
This number of job cuts, 300 to 350, how does that compare to previous cuts that have been made to CSIRO?
CSIRO makes small numbers of job cuts every year, as I said, to be able to refocus the science on the big issues. And if you think about 10 years ago, we weren't talking much about AI, whereas now almost every program of science that we do thinks about AI. So we've needed to be able to hire people that are fantastic computational scientists, whereas we probably didn't need to do that 30, 40 years ago. So we have small numbers of job cuts every year. This is a bigger chunk. I think partly because it's the first time for a long time that we've looked at the strategic direction of the organisation as a whole.
Is it a sad time for CSIRO?
It's a really sad and sombre time for staff and for CSIRO.
Doug, thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks for your interest, Sally.